It's Monday, August 10th, and that means two things. First off, it's the 222nd day of the year, and it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Nailed and Keystone Technologies, and we're talking about their OmniFlex light. This is an HID LED lamp replacement, two adjustable panes, producing separate beam angles, directing light where you need it. This is great for wall packs, low bays, high bays, and large outdoor signs. News-wise, Nailed is going to IES's Innovation Days as part of their virtual annual conference. We are going to be putting together a whole day of excellent panels on the 19th. Keep an eye on your email inbox. We might just invite you for free. NEMA, the UL, and the ALA release a position paper on the UVC. And this release aims to educate the average consumer about the safety of UVC disinfection. Leducation is announcing their virtual conference details. They've got a panel and seminar schedule posted. Cedia is just about ready for their lighting conference. It happens tomorrow. You can still register, though. The ALA offers details on their virtual symposium. This is set for September, and they've already shown off some of their presentations. LED plus Electro will take place in person. This event is set for Den Bosch in the Netherlands. General lighting market to reach $30 billion by 2024, according to TechNavio. That's 5% annual growth over 5 years. IES announces their 2020 Illumination Awards. These are 11 projects recognized for merit. Trends in Lighting recaps their experience at Guangzhou International Lighting Exhibition, what they saw, what they noticed, and believe it or not, trends in lighting there. On Get a Grip on Lighting, they are talking about UVC as well, with Bernie Erickson of FSG talking about how he's expanding his company's offerings and how we have our own phases in UV adoption. Eaton is leaving Europe, the Mideast, and Africa. They will no longer operate in those regions. How to from Rob Emfield, how to connect to customers right now. This is a 5-point webinar on inside lighting. Fagerhult Group closes Lighting Innovations Africa. This was a South African manufacturer. It'll be shut down before the end of the year. Signify is starting a share buyback program, or already has. As of July 30th, the company will be buying 1.15 million of its own shares from various holders. Orion revenues are down $30 million. Compared to the same quarter last year. Global LED controllers market to reach $8 billion by 2027, according to Report Linker. A webinar from Monica Lamas and Florencia Castro, both lighting designers, on the poetry of darkness. Dialight releases their earnings report. They're actually doing slightly better this quarter. How LEDs prevent accidents, an article in Industry Today talking about the five factors LEDs play in safety at work. Recap, what is the difference between SMD and COB? Quick explainer from Lighting Portal. Epistar sees their capacity rise once again this quarter. Chip maker is very happy with their bounce back. OLED designers admit to plagiarizing fireflies. This is a team of scientists in Korea who mimicked the nanostructures of bioluminescent insects to improve OLED output. Douglas Lighting Controls joins the BACnet. This is an automation association, and they are joining as a silver member. Germany unveils the world's biggest artificial sun, a 149 xenon lamp array that generates heats up to 3,000 degrees centigrade and light 10,000 times stronger than daylight on the surface of the Earth. A failed stairwell lighting system leads to fines. The Market Village company has been fined £80,000 after a man died trying to escape a badly lit fire escape. Tons Light Buy is once again profitable. They're an OEM company. They declared revenues in their second quarter of the year. Refresh your bollard knowledge with Douglas Weinstein and his advice on LED outdoor bollards. 50 businesses call for the repeal of Ohio Bill 6, Cree Lighting, NEMA among them. These are signing an open letter in favor of clean energy funding from the state. Dillon, Montana is going LED. These are 470 dark sky friendly lamps. Newark is spending $10 million on efficiency projects, including LED retrofits for all city-owned facilities. Manchester City Schools will improve all lighting. That's a Tennessee school board doing $600,000 worth of work. Santee Cooper is freezing their utility rates for 4 years as part of a settlement of a class action lawsuit related to rate increases to fund a nuclear power plant that was never built. Orillia begins work on smart street lighting project. This is 3,300 fixtures that will all be networked by October. Sun River, Oregon, the state's first dark sky reserve. This is a park and observatory. They received the designation last Monday. The first nano LED has been demonstrated. I don't even have anything that uses micro LEDs. Am I that far behind the curve? Germany is going to ban floodlights in order to protect insects. A joint study from University of York and Newcastle U has concluded that light pollution from LEDs may not be as bad as some other studies you've heard. LumiLEDs increases performance with a new round of new round surfaces. These are Luxian 5050s, and they're going to be used in outdoor lighting. Deep UV tech for Li-Fi has been developed by research at Tohoku U. This is in Japan. New LED growing project, new indoor horticulture project, is going into space. In this case, it's going to be yeast, growing yeast in space. Something you can build, LED shutter shades. This is ironic, and from YouTuber Splat238. And do you need to wear sunscreen for all of these webinars where you'll be attending? Because we've got a report on the effects of blue light on skin. Notes on hirings and promotions. Visionaire has hired Paul Mitchell as a national sales manager, and Ilyana Kazanjev has been promoted to VP of sales at Agile Sign and Lighting Maintenance. And that has been the Lighting Industry News Beef. I have been Scott Wachter. This is, of course, all brought to you by Nailed and Keystone. Have a great Monday and enjoy Seth Power.
Remember that night. Stars when they align. My head and my heart both realized for the very first time just how beautiful you truly are. Oh, you are. Girl, you're so need for your touch is so dire.
girl, you're so fine.